Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Plot to Betray America is a political nonfiction book by Malcolm Nance, an intelligence and counterterrorism analyst that examines the Trump administration through the lens of national security, foreign influence, and democratic accountability. Built from investigative research, public reporting, and intelligence-focused analysis, the book argues that Trump and key figures around him enabled or tolerated actions that benefited Vladimir Putin and undermined American institutions. Rather than offering a conventional campaign memoir or partisan commentary, it frames the 2016 election, the Mueller findings, and the broader Trump era as a security crisis with constitutional consequences. The book is designed to explain how Russian interference, financial entanglements, political allies, and institutional weakness intersected, while also proposing that citizens and democratic institutions can still respond. Its purpose is both diagnostic and preventive, to document perceived betrayal and to show why vigilance against foreign leverage matters for the health of a democracy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Trump as a national security problem, not only a political figure. A central argument of the book is that Trump should be understood through the consequences of his conduct for U.S. security, rather than only through electoral politics. Nance presents the presidency as a position that carries an oath to defend the country, then argues that Trump and members of his circle repeatedly acted in ways that weakened that duty. This framing matters because it shifts the discussion from scandal to institutional risk. The book treats actions such as defending Vladimir Putin, attacking intelligence agencies, and normalizing foreign influence as signs of a deeper pattern, the use of presidential power in ways that may have protected personal and political interests instead of the national interest. By presenting the issue as one of security and constitutional fidelity, Nance invites readers to judge the administration not merely by policy outcomes, but by whether it compromised the responsibilities of office. Secondly, Russian interference and the logic of political compromise. The book places the 2016 election and its aftermath at the center of the story, using Russian interference as the key context for understanding the Trump administration. Nance argues that the Kremlin did not simply meddle externally, but benefited from a political environment in which Trump allies were willing to minimize, ignore, or exploit the interference. This matters because the book is less interested in a single conspiratorial event than in a chain of compromise, where repeated encounters with Russian power created incentives for silence and cooperation. The intelligence-style analysis emphasizes how influence operations work through secrecy, leverage, reputational fear, money, and the gradual normalization of misconduct. In this account, the significance of the Mueller investigation is not only its findings, but what it reveals about how vulnerable democratic systems become when political actors treat foreign interference as a partisan inconvenience rather than a public emergency. Thirdly, financial ties, business interests, and leverage from Russia. Another major theme is the role of money in creating vulnerability. Nance highlights the Trump family's long-standing business interests and investments connected to Russia, including those involving Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump, and Jared Kushner, to show how financial relationships can become channels of influence. The book suggests that foreign leverage does not have to look like a classic spy operation. It can arise through real estate deals, debt dependence, prestige seeking, and the expectation of future profit. This dimension of the book is important because it explains why the author sees corruption and national security as inseparable. If political actors are financially exposed, then their decisions in office may reflect private pressures rather than public duty. Nance uses this logic to argue that personal enrichment and geopolitical compromise can reinforce one another, making it harder for institutions to detect and resist foreign manipulation. Fourthly, a network of enabling figures around Trump. The book does not focus on Trump alone. It maps a wider circle of allies, advisors, and political operators who, in Nance's view, help sustain the administration's damage or shield it from accountability. Figures such as Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani, Roger Stone, Jeff Sessions, and others are presented as part of a larger ecosystem of distortion, loyalty tests, and self-interest. This approach is analytically important because it shows how political harm is often collective rather than isolated. A presidency can compromise democratic norms not just through one leader's decisions, but through the behavior of aides, strategists, lawyers, and party figures who rationalize the misconduct. The book therefore reads like an anatomy of enablers, people who may have had different motivations, but whose actions together reduce transparency and increase the administration's tolerance for foreign-friendly behavior. That broader cast makes the argument about betrayal more structural than personal. Lastly, repair, resistance, and the defense of democratic institutions. The book is not only accusatory, it also argues that democratic repair remains possible. Nance closes by emphasizing the need to defend institutions such as the intelligence community, Congress, the press, and the constitutional system itself. This practical dimension gives the book a policy and civic purpose beyond exposing misconduct. The underlying idea is that foreign interference succeeds when citizens become exhausted, cynical, or resigned, so public awareness is itself a form of resistance. By linking the Trump case to larger questions of democratic resilience, the book encourages readers to think about structural safeguards, oversight, transparency, accountability, and stronger norms around national security. Its corrective vision distinguishes it from books that merely catalog scandal. Nance wants readers to see betrayal as a warning about how democracies fail, but also as a call to rebuild safeguards before similar vulnerabilities can be exploited again. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to readers interested in national security, the Mueller era, Russian interference, and the constitutional stakes of presidential behavior. It is especially useful for readers who want a counterintelligence-minded interpretation of the Trump administration, rather than a purely journalistic recap or campaign history. The main benefit is its attempt to connect multiple layers of the story: foreign influence, financial leverage, political enablers, and institutional weakness. That broad framing helps readers understand why the author regards the issue as more than ordinary partisanship. Compared with many Trump-era political books, The Plot to Betray America stands out for using the language and instincts of an intelligence analyst. It treats compromise, leverage, and deception as systems rather than isolated events, which gives the book a distinct explanatory model. Readers looking for a forceful, evidence-driven argument about democratic vulnerability will find it more focused on national security consequences than on personality or media spectacle. It is therefore most valuable as a political diagnosis and as a warning about how foreign powers can exploit domestic divisions. If you would like to support Malcolm Nance, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.